Spain, a place that was once bankrupt, and you have experienced bankruptcy in your past. Even though you were one of the first of the great European powers that traveled the world to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west, especially to the west, and I permitted you to expand your borders, and yet in your pride, in your sin, in your destruction, you have caused even more violence. So I have humbled you until you experience bankruptcy, for you forgot who gave you the blessings. I gave you power over the enemy. You have prospered and you did not remember me. So you have become as you are this day. And you have now prospered again, risen together with the 10 toes and the 10 horns. But yet, it will be because of you that the 10 horns will be shaken all over. For you will once again experience another bankruptcy. You will come to a financial ruin. And because of you, the world will be shaken. You're a ground in a place where there will be destruction and famine, and all manner of destruction shall fall on you. And when others come to your help, yes, even that of the West that comes to help you, many will be looking, and because of you, destruction will fall forth towards the West. For you will be that which will be the Achilles heel that will cause the United States to fall. So it will be, so is your destiny. But yet, I have my people who speak your language. They are all over the world. And I will call my people who speak your language together to be one. For they are by the millions and by the billions. And I will call them to be part of my church and my people. They are now scattered through all the lands, far and wide, and they speak your language. And out of that, I will cause them to rise, to know my ways. They will be filled and empowered, and there will be an outpouring of my spirit upon all those that speak your language. And so I will show forth my power, my signs and my wonders, even in every land they speak your language, and they will know that I have reached out to my people once again and gathering them to be my bride. In Jesus' name.